We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in Turn on the News, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
Then I'll just, there's good news.
These are dangerous times. Sure, many of you heard by now that a young black man in Memphis was pulled over by the police, and we all saw how it went down.
For the first time, we are seeing the violent arrest of Tyre Nichols. What began as a traffic stop quickly turned violent, as captured on multiple videos released tonight by the city of Memphis. Officers are seen pulling Nichols out of the car.
I'm just trying to go home. Oh,
man, they use pepper spray and deploy a taser during a struggle. Then for roughly 3 minutes, officers are seen repeatedly kicking and punching Nichols while he was handcuffed. As Nichols lay on the ground, bloodied and bruised, several minutes go by without any of the officers administering first aid. Nichols died in the hospital 3 days later.
Is it a shocking video? Yes.
Shocking. You know who wasn't shocked by that? Black people. I think that is a word we should throw out of our lexicon. Cause the one thing we were not, you just see black people sitting around, can you believe they beat the shit out of another nigga on TV? Can you believe that? Because it's pretty commonplace for us. The only people who are probably shocked by this are people who haven't been paying attention. But for us, that's just like a flashback. So those videos are like so commonplace. It's hard to be shocked. It is not shocking to black people because that is probably every black parent's nightmare. It's like, that's why we train our children to deal with police. We act like they going on safari or something. Like, don't make a sudden noise. Don't make any sudden move. Don't smile. Don't run. So you can't be shocked when the media spent a whole week prepping us for the video. They told us how violent it was going to be. It was like they were rolling out a new movie release, brought to you from the people that bought you George Floyd and Rodney King. I can tell you what I did find shocking was how fast those cops got arrested. Yeah. Man. They got arrested so fast, they didn't even give us time to riot. I'm like, damn, what am I gonna do with all this gasoline? I gotta pour it back in the lawnmower. Because, usually it takes a considerable amount of time more. Like, usually when they tell us a cop got indicted, a reporter is wiping tear gas out her eyes. So it's... and it's just interesting because they did get arrested fast. And these cops got arrested so fast, I gotta wonder, why did... there's something about them. That looks fast arrest worthy. Like I I can't put my finger on it, but I want to arrest them myself. I don't. I don't know, maybe they get their haircut at the same place. I don't know. I can tell you what did scare me is that no one could tell us what Tyre could have done to stop this from happening. I mean, usually you hear people saying he should have followed orders, but they gave him 71 different orders in 13 minutes. So not even Wendy's can turn an order around that goddamn place. And then they gave orders that didn't make any sense, like telling him get on the ground when he was already on the ground. Like, I don't know how they do it in Memphis, but where I'm from, the ground is as low as you can go. That's it. but, you know, it is a complex issue. And I know it helps me whenever I'm delving into a complex issue that affects black people. and I want an expert opinion. What I do is I turn to Fox News. I do. That's... I learned how to make gumbo watching that show, too, so it's... It's the reason that I found out why cops do bad things in the first place, and it's apparently because people are so mean to them.
This is a direct result of is all this defund the police stuff, right?
And if you vilify the cops, you'll get less people wanting to be cops.
These endless wars on police departments now, they have dissuaded a lot of good people from becoming police officers. That's a fact. They've had recruitment problems and they've had retention problems. You can look at the data like I can. And what happens is you wind up getting stuck, plain and simple, with just bad guys.
You would think he got his ass whooped, right? Like, he's... But the great thing about it is I got a good guy from Fox to say they are bad cops. I got him to agree with Antifa, see? That's... but there is one guy on Fox News, and this dude came up with something that I got to tell you, I really did not see it coming.
Looked like gang violence to me. It looked like what young black men do when they're supervised by a single black woman. And that's what they got going on in the Memphis Police Department. They've elected some or put some black woman in charge of the police force. And we're getting the same kind of chaos and disunity and violence that we see in a lot of these cities that are run by single mothers.
What the f*** is he talking about? What is he? So it is single black mothers that are the problem. So wait a minute. All of these cops, all of them, they had single black mothers too? If Jason Whitlock proves anything, is that you do not have to be white to hate black people. All right, for more on this story, I'm going to be joined by Roy Wood Jr. What can you tell me about the police officer that committed this attack?
Here's the thing, D.L. First and foremost, they're not just any police officers. They were actually part of an elite unit within the department with a special focus on violent crime.
That elite unit. That was elite?
Yeah, it was elite. And the whole idea of an elite unit is already kind of weird, right? Like, shouldn't the whole police force already be elite? I mean, you already got guns. Like, you know, it's like... This is like when you get on the plane and the flight attendant tell you, oh, well, you're lucky today. This is one of our elite pilots. Well, who the hell... Who's flying this shit before, ma'am? But there's something even weirder about this elite unit, and that's in the name of this elite unit. They were actually called the Scorpions.
Oh, wow.
Scorpion, the acronym. You know, the police, they love the acronyms. Right. And Scorpion stands for Street Crimes Operations to Restore Peace in Our Neighborhoods.
Ah,
Scorpion.
Okay.
And I don't know about you, Dia, but look, as a rule of thumb, no police unit should be named after a Mortal Kombat character.
Yeah. I agree.
You can't name no unit Scorpion, because once you give them a name like Scorpion, it don't matter what they're even there for, they're gonna be violent. You can have a police unit that only does paperwork, but if you call them Scorpions, they're gonna be swooping in and whooping ass with W-2 forms.
Agreed.
And that's the other thing, man. It's not that hard for the police to name a unit after something other than a deadly animal. You ain't got to name every unit after a deadly animal. It's easy. Just watch this. Securing neighborhoods alongside kind enforcement. That's peaceful.
Ain't that snake?
Don't interrupt me. I'm still thinking. Give me a second. What about this one? This is peaceful. Yeah. Securing homes and rescuing kids with orderly, lawful functionality. That's good.
Shark wolf.
Ah, damn. Okay. It's something I thought. Forget acronyms. We can do one. We can do a police unit that is peaceful, kind. Gentle enforcement needs officers carefully inspecting downtown elements.
Don't you want us me to finish the week, man? That's genocide.
Okay, all right, well, then, just forget the names. Here's an idea, dear. Police got all these elite units.
Mm-hmm.
How about the police form an elite unit that's specifically trained to not kill black people. That's the unit. It's an all-out unit, bro. Talking 6 months of boot camp, learning how to identify black people, identify when our hands are up, identifying what complying looks like, all of it. I bet you could do that. If you did all of that, you could drop the killings of black people by as much as 20%. 20%.
Just 20%.
Hey, that's elite to me. We gotta start somewhere.
A rough weekend in America. On Friday, the Memphis Police Department released disturbing video of five Memphis police officers brutally beating 29-year-old Tyree Nichols after a traffic stop. Nichols died 3 days later from his injuries. And all over the country, people are rightfully horrified. It's led to dozens of protests from Memphis to New York City to Portland, Oregon. And one of the things upsetting about this story is how familiar it feels. We keep seeing this kind of police violence. Why does nothing get done? And that question brings us to tonight's word. see no evil. Ohio Representative Jim Jordan went on TV this weekend, and Jordan explained why he doesn't think anything would help.
I don't know that there's any law that can stop that evil that we saw. I don't know that there's anything you can do to stop the kind of evil we saw in that video.
Well, just ask the folks at Ohio State. If you want nothing done about evil, Jim Jordan's your man. But of course, everyone wants someone to do something about evil. There's a reason Batman doesn't look over Gotham and say, "Whew, real mess down there. I don't like the look of that clown. Anywho, what are you going to do? I guess I'll go to the Batcave and play Mario Kart with Robin." The thing is, in that interview there on the TV, Jordan is dangerously close to understanding something. On that police video, we're looking at evil, and you have to stop it at its root. What is the root of evil? In this case, it's systemic racism. Systemic because, unlike so many of the examples we've seen before, the five officers charged in this case are black and part of a special squad called Street Crimes Operation to Restore Peace in Our Neighborhoods, or Scorpion. Yes, the famously benevolent creature, the Scorpion. Now, not a lot of positive vibes around that word. At best, Scorpion sounds like the bootleg version of Cobra from the dollar store G.I. Joe. Soldier Dave. The Scorpion unit has now been disbanded and the officers involved have been fired, but is it enough to get rid of a few bad apples? It seems like there might be a problem with the tree. And I think that's what Jim Jordan came so close to saying, that it's not just these five officers. There's always going to be evil of some kind, and what you going to do? But Jordan can't go down that road to identify what kind of evil this is, because then he'd be in danger of being, what's the word? Woke. And if you're a Republican politician, you're afraid of being woke. You're afraid that once you're woke, you have to give up on having sex on your gas stove while fantasizing about the sexy green M&M. You see, it's... Here's the thing. He knows it's a slippery slope. But Jim Jordan's... He's not just the representative of Ohio's 4th. He's a representative of something bigger. He represents a point of view that's held by a lot of people that don't want to know that systemic racism exists. And that's why there's so many attempts to outlaw black history in schools, because the moment you acknowledge that something is evil, you've got two choices. Either you can work to stop it or try to avoid knowing it. Like when my doctor told me to get more cardio, I didn't want to, so I stuck my fingers in my ears and ran screaming from the room. If you start peeling back the layers of why modern policing is the way it is, you start to see who it most often polices and who it most often benefits, which is uncomfortable. And no one wants to be uncomfortable. I know that I don't. And life is pretty good for me. Somebody picks out my clothes. I get to talk to celebrities every night. And this office upstairs has enough free seltzer to drown a moose. But if you keep witnessing evil and do nothing about it, at what point do you stop being a witness and start being evil? Because no one's comfort is more important than the life of a young man like Tyree Nichols. He was a photographer, a skateboarder, a father, a son. He didn't get to look away. Why should we? So whether it's finally passing the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act, or hopefully something better, we as a nation and our elected representatives have to try to do something. Otherwise, we're just burying our heads in the sand. And that's the word.
Thanks for the songs this week from Husker Du, D'Angelo and the Vanguard, and Television. And thanks for the clips and excerpts from Tyre Nichols, D.L. Hughley, Jason Whitlock, Roy Wood, Jr., Stephen Colbert, and Jim Jordan.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.